Phil, I got to be honest with you. Every time I think lobster, I think of you. I know there was a lobster boy who had a claw-like hand, but I'm going to start calling you Lobster Boy.
I would accept that title. I would love that title.
You just came back from Maine,
yeah.
And you're bragging to everybody that out of your meals, how many were lobster-related?
We were in Maine for 5 days. I don't eat breakfast, but I had lunch and dinner each day, so that's 10 meals over my time there, and 9 out of the 10, I had lobster. Either a lobster roll for lunch or a different sort of lobster for dinner.
What happened on that 10th?
Just went for a hamburger, just to mix it up a little bit.
All right, well, something you should be very interested in. There's the Great American Lobster Fest that is happening on Labor Day weekend at Navy Pier, and you should go. You should be the king of the...
I want to go so badly. This sounds like heaven to me.
Jeffrey Mazza in the studio, president of the New England Seafood Company and a member of the Great American Lobster Fest. Hi, Jeffrey.
How you doing? Thanks for having us.
And Nick Pabutsky.
You said that great.
Did I? Nick Pabutsky is a member of the fest as well. We're going to find out what's going on. This is the third year that Navy Pier is hosting the legendary Lobster and Seafood Festival. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It's the Midwest's largest.
Yes, it is.
How much lobster are you going to be cooking that weekend?
We will have right now about 4,000 lobsters coming in from Boston, and we'll have tons of food, tons of lobster meat, tons of all seafood, shrimp and calamari and all sorts of stuff.
Shrimp cocktail.
I'm leaving right after the show to be first in line. I want to be the first person in line for this. This sounds just ideal to me. How did this all start?
Yeah, so one of our partners is a couple different companies involved, and we kind of all joined together to kind of put this event in place. It was kind of a unique fest that you really don't see too often out here in the Midwest.
Yeah, because we don't get lobster out here. We can, but we need to celebrate it more. That's what we felt.
Well, we felt the same way too. So, we all kind of chatted, and Navy Pier got a little wind of it, and they thought it'd be a good spot for them too. And it's a perfect spot for something like this. And it's year three, and trying to keep going and make improvements. And
we really create like a Maine atmosphere at the far east end of Navy Pier, and it's just amazing. And it's grown every year from 2014, and was our debut year, and now we're celebrating the third, and we're really excited to have it on Labor Day weekend.
Explain why that region of the United States, so if you start at Massachusetts and you go up into New Hampshire and then Maine, that's the ideal lobster area right there. And why would that be? What is it about those waters that make the lobster so good?
Well, it's a big fishing ground too, so there's a lot of, food, for a lot of this stuff to happen. And even in the Canadian Maritime up there, they're all migrating from that whole region. It's huge. And then, summertime, they all kind of come on shore a little bit, and they molt as well, their shells. They kind of get a little softer shells during that time of year. But usually it's deep waters, and it's prime fishing ground up there.
Can you tell me how something so hideous tastes so wonderful?
Wendy, lobsters are listening. You can't that, please.
They are just really not attractive. But boy, who ate the first lobster? Who said, here's a thing I'm going to try to eat?
That's an interesting question. That was actually a food for prisoners at the time. And they were kind of like at the point saying, don't feed us any more lobsters. But
oh, my God.
They kind of definitely evolved. Prisoners.
Yeah, that was the food that
really?
Would wash up on shores. And here's food.
Here, let's give it to them.
Yeah.
At least they're getting something to eat.
Wow.
Yeah, so we all know how that has changed. So
just a little bit. Yeah, very rarely now in a prison will they give them lobster, right?
Yeah, probably. Who knows? There's McDonald's is selling lobster rolls on the East Coast.
I know that. I saw that.
Pieces, so who knows what they're doing.
Have you had one? Are they decent?
Not from McDonald's, though.
I have.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
It does the trick?
It's okay.
It's a McDonald's lobster roll.
Yeah.
What else do you expect?
It's not great. I don't like when places will put I'm not a fan of celery to begin with, but a lot of times places will pack it down with celery and filler like that. I don't want that in my lobster roll.
Yeah, and that's luckily for us. We don't like that either. I mean, growing up in Boston, I mean, we have it's very lightly toasted on the bun, which are from Boston, and then very light mayonnaise on the inside and pure lobster with a little bit of seasoning and some butter on top. And we think the lobster is pretty sweet and succulent as it is, so we let that do the talking.
All right, speaking of lobster being sweet and succulent, which is Bill's nickname.
Sweet and succulent.
I noticed you putting some sauces in various different things. There are a couple of kinds, actually three kinds of lobster rolls that you will be serving at the Great American Lobster Fest. Why don't you talk about those? The traditional.
So traditional is always, I think, our staple. This year we wanted to mess around a little bit and come up with a cool new menu option. So we have a Chicago roll, and then also a spicy buffalo roll. And, you know, being from Boston, I would never really kind of go even near that or even touch it. But we were, when we were sampling it and coming up with this, they were pretty good. So, you know,
because I said to you, Jeffrey, you were spraying some sauce on one of them.
You were very nervous. You're like, what are you doing to that lobster?
Well, in Boston, you would have been in in prison. They would put you in jail where you could have lobster, we just learned. But I never saw that before, but this is part of the Chicago lobster roll.
Well, we were, you know, like I said, I would never go near that, but it was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, the buffalo one, and then what is the Chicago one? Is that different than the buffalo sauce?
It is. So the Chicago one has
mustard and pickles?
Pickles, yeah. It's got some peppers on top with the pickles inside, and it's pretty good.
Nice big ripe tomatoes as well.
Oh, tomatoes. And
so you guys have taken elements of like the Chicago hot dog or something that and merged it with the lobster roll. Very smart.
Exactly. So those are new items this year.
All right. We have Jeffrey Mazza, president of the New England Seafood Company, 3341 North Lincoln Avenue. Also, he's a member of the Great American Lobster Fest, which is happening at Navy Pier Labor Day weekend. Nick Pobutsky, also a member of the fest, will continue talking lobster. Prisoners, can you even believe that?
Prisoners used to enjoy this, yes.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. There's a motion in the ocean. There, you know, thanks to Kevin, he said, are there any other lobster songs? There aren't really.
There's not that many.
You should write one.
I'm going to start writing one because there should be a lot more lobster songs. It's not well represented in the world of music.
No, it sure isn't. Great American Lobster Fest is happening not this weekend, but Labor Day weekend. Jeffrey Mazza, president of the New England Seafood Company, and Nick Pobutsky, member of the fest as well. Now, what's going on? Friday, Saturday, this Great American Lobster Fest is going on at Navy Pier, and then Sunday is something new, right?
Yeah, new for 2016 is the Great American Lobster Cruise. So we will be taking the Spirit of Chicago with about 500 people, and it's a lavish lobster buffet, seafood and non-seafood items, and also music, DJs, dancing, entertainment, and games. So it's about a three-hour sail on Lake Michigan. And we just wanted to give members who have been to the festival for a few years something new to look forward to. So that's the lobster cruise this year.
Boy, that sounds like fun. That really does sound nice.
You can pretend you're not in Chicago for a minute. You're going to pretend you're in Maine, aren't you?
I would pretend I'm in Maine. Although I'm leery whenever I hear a three-hour cruise.
Yeah.
I've watched so much Gilligan's Island that I get a little nervous, but I trust you guys.
And Friday night, some great musical entertainment as well.
Oh, we have fantastic artists lined up. Friday is the Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
Oh, they're great.
Coming up all the way from New Orleans.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a nice mix, and we're adding, I guess, a Cajun brass band to the New England atmosphere that we're creating on Navy Pier. And then Saturday is the Liverpool Legends, so a complete Beatles experience. This band is kind of hand-selected and curated by Louise Harrison, George Harrison's sister, who will also be present at the festival. So she'll be there to mix and mingle with Beatles fans. And, you know, we just want to provide great music to go along with the great food.
Have you eaten your lobster roll yet?
No, I'm looking at it lovingly because part of the experience of a lobster roll is just kind of cherishing the fact that it's there and it's waiting for me. And I can't wait. All these look so good. I can't. This is a big thing, as you know, in New England. A lot of times you go to a lobster pound and they'll have you select the lobster, and I can't do that. That's too hard for me
to
pick the one.
They're laughing at you. I can't either, but they're laughing at you.
I can't do it. I've tried a couple times, but I just always say it's always the same thing. Just pick the one that looks like they want to go. Whichever one seems to want to volunteer, take that one.
What do you do in that case? Just pick the biggest one? Is there a difference in taste? Like, does the biggest lobster taste as sweet?
I think some would say a little bit tougher, but
really,
I mean, I think those are a little bit larger ones and like the 3-4 pounders up. But, I mean, if I had to choose, I'd say like a 2-pound lobster would be the best.
2-pound, do you go for an active one? You don't want one that's stuck on the bottom, just kind of saying, please don't pick me. And I'm thinking racehorses, you want somebody who's very active. Is there a certain way to pick a lobster?
No, I would just dive right in and grab one.
The biggest one.
Yeah.
Right.
And where did the lobster roll originate? Because until I met you, honestly, I never had
heard
one.
Of them?
No, we've had lobster tails and stuff. Again, I'm from the Midwest. I've never been to Maine. And it's just typically lobster on some kind of toasted bread or roll. It's pretty basic, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's in the East Coast style split top bun, and we've had a few people think it was like a lobster roll, like a sushi roll.
Oh yeah,
and we're like, no, that's not what we're talking
it's
about.
It's lobster on a roll, basically.
Correct. Yeah.
That's really all it is.
Although you're seeing a lot more restaurants in Chicago are serving up lobster mac and cheese. A couple years ago, you'd really have to search to find that. But now it's becoming a little more standard. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. I guess it's because you can get lobster. You can transport it fairly easily in a day. The lobster I'm getting here in Chicago tastes just as fresh as the lobster I'm getting on the East Coast.
Yeah, and nowadays it is. And you know, we like to think we got some real good connections out east.
Yeah.
And, you know, to bring it here a lot quicker and stuff. But yeah, you do see a lot now on the menus.
Somebody just texted and said, I went to Portland, Maine this spring, brought two live lobsters home on the plane. It was the coolest experience ever cooking them at home. All the rumors are is they scream when you put them in the water, but isn't that just some kind of air escaping from the shell?
Yeah.
They're not really screaming, are they?
No,
they love it.
Yeah, they love it.
They want it's like a sauna to them.
It's a hot tub.
Right, right. You give them a little towel, you put it around their neck. They enjoy every minute of it. Come on. We tried once, one of our trips to Maine, the guy who lived next door was a lobster fisherman and got us a bunch and just said, just cook them up yourself. It's quite an experience. And it is, but it's just it's awkward. I want a professional to do it for me.
You don't cook, though.
We're not really cooks. We're not.
Someone else has texted in, why isn't it cheaper in Maine? You mentioned when you were in Maine, the lobster rolls are not cheaper.
On average,
yet
right now, they're $19 to $20 in Maine. And they catch them 100 yards from where you're eating them. I can get them cheaper here than I can in Maine for some reason.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit supply and demand, but I mean, in the summertime, they got just tourists like crazy coming in there.
And you're paying for a Maine lobster roll, the image of it and everything.
That's so true, isn't it? You know, when you're there, part of the experience is having a fresh lobster roll. So they're all, even like a couple years ago when lobsters were at their most plentiful, would that be about 2 years ago? The prices kept going up in Maine for some weird reason, and they were everywhere you went, you were tripping over lobsters.
Yeah, and I think it was a couple of years ago too that a lot of the domestic fishermen around there, it wasn't 'cause it's a commodity, so sometimes the catch is big, sometimes it's small, but a lot of the Canadian guys held the whole market, which drove the prices up big time.
Right.
But it's all supply and demand.
Yeah. When you we were out in a boat in New Hampshire one of the days on this last trip, and you see, I don't know what they're called. They're like where the lobster traps are. There's like a very colorful part that kind of floats above the water.
Oh, like a buoy?
The buoy, yeah. Right. All right. So how do you know if you're a lobster fisherman, if you have a lobster in your trap or not?
You would probably just go back and check it out.
You have to physically pull it up? Because I kept thinking they should invent some sort of like a light at the tip of that to kind of signify something's trapped in there.
Like when the turkey's done, the little thing pops
out,
something like that.
They should
like
have something like that, but with a more New England-y flavor to it.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like a little thing of butter, like a tub of butter just comes up out of the top or something. I'm still working on it. I'm going to be on Shark Tank soon. You'll see me.
Always thinking, aren't
you?
Yeah,
sure.
Are we ever going to run out of lobster?
I don't think so.
Oh, thank you. No. Please say no. Thank you.
Nope. But how come? Everybody is fishing for them. Do they procreate? Do they breed very quickly? Because it's like we go through. How many lobsters are you going to serve up at this Great American Lobster Fest?
A little over 4,000.
There will still be some lobsters left after Lobster Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they got like almost like Olympic-sized pools of all like just filled with lobsters, 18-wheelers coming in every day, millions of pounds that they go through. And those are just one or two guys, you know, and think about how many they service throughout the world.
Wendy, when you're out in these waters, like in Maine and New Hampshire, you see thousands and thousands of these lobster traps. They're just all over the water. Yeah, I mean, when you just get to the coast and then the deeper you go, you think, well, at some point these are going to stop. No, miles and miles out into the ocean, there's still all the traps everywhere.
And there are various kinds of lobster. I've had them from, you know, South Africa and stuff. I got to tell you, the tried and true Maine lobster tail is the tastiest one for me.
Well, that's my favorite.
That is the best. Guys, this sound, I don't know who came, I'm going to give credit to both of you. When you came up with this idea, it revolutionized the food business. This is the best thing ever. So come on out. It's the Great American Lobster Fest taking place Friday and Saturday. That's Labor Day weekend. And then the Lobster Cruise is on Sunday. You want to go to AmericanLobsterFest.com. All the information is there. Thank you guys for coming up. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
Absolutely.
You for having us.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what's coming up in the Wintrust business launch. That's just a minute or so away. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.